WQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. A 2017 law to streamline new housing construction and override neighborhood opposition has been hailed as one of the most successful tools in the state's toolkit to help solve California's housing crisis. But this well-intentioned legislation is producing some unintended consequences for a small and underserved community in one of the richest counties in the state. My California Report colleague Mari Bolaños has more.
About 10 residents rally on the sidewalk near the Highway 101 exit in Marin City. It's the only way in and out of the small, unincorporated community tucked near the Richardson Bay in wealthy Marin County, just north of San Francisco. That's where developers want to build 74 affordable apartments on a one-acre lot. Elizabeth Talley was born and raised in Marin City. She says the new development will create more congestion on the neighborhood's narrow streets.
No one talked to anybody in the community about this project. They just made the decision, and even when there was opposition, they continued on with more plans.
That's because the developer filed this under SB 35. The law allows for developers to get streamlined approval of certain projects in exchange for building affordable housing units in cities or counties that have failed to meet state housing targets. Berkeley's Turner Center estimates that in the first 4 years, 13,000 housing units have been constructed under SB 35. Nearly 70% of those were considered affordable to those earning below 80% average median income. Abram Diaz is the policy director for the Nonprofit Housing Association in Northern California, a co-sponsor of the bill.
We recognize there's obviously complexities at the local level and project by project. At the same time, universally, where we need more units, the tool has been an extreme help to the state, and without it, we'd be tens of thousands of units short.
But Marin City residents argue the area carries the brunt of affordable housing in the county. And unlike the rest of Marin County, which is predominantly white, Marin City has nearly two-thirds people of color.
You know, my parents came from Mississippi to work in the shipyards in 1942. So they were some of the very first settlers in Marin City.
That's Betty Hodges, founder of the Marin City Community Development Corporation and a member of Save Our City, a group of residents against the housing development. Hodges' parents were a part of a migration of African Americans from southern states looking for work. Like her parents, they moved to Marin City to work building warships for the U.S. during World War II. In those years, racist covenants prevented African American families from leasing or buying property in most of Marin County. So Marin City became home for low-income Black residents in the county. Hodges says she's never opposed affordable housing, but she wants to see wealthier parts of the county build their share too.
And the reason it becomes so important is Marin City is probably almost totally built out.
And ironically, the so-called affordable housing may not be affordable for Marin City residents at all. In accordance with SB 35, the developer has to make a certain number of units available to households making 80% of Marin County's median household income. But that's significantly more than the average income for Marin City residents. Save Our City says they've communicated these concerns to the Marin County Board of Supervisors, but the county has maintained that their hands are tied due to SB 35. Still, the board approved $40 million in tax-exempt bonds to help finance the project, even after pushback from residents. Marilyn Mackel has lived in Marin City for 12 years. She says the decision is hard to take, especially because the Board of Supervisors has a long history of racism.
And they treat Marin City like a plantation, and they're the overseers of this plantation. So they don't involve the residents of Marin City in decisions like this.
That's why Save Our City is suing the Board of Supervisors to reverse the controversial $40 million. The Board of Supervisors declined to comment on this issue due to the pending litigation. As for SB 35, Mackel says the law should make exemptions for communities like Marin City that already have substantial affordable housing and environmental risks. For the California Report, I'm Mari Bolaños in Marin City.